कुण्डनवतीं तेजोमयीं नैष्ठिकीं स्निग्धापाङ्गविलोकिनीं भगवतीं मन्दस्मितश्रीमुखीं वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरं सङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गीं मधुसिक्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकामीश्वरीम्। We are discussing Shankara's Aparokshanubhuti. See, we have almost neared the end of the work. So Shankara, after speaking about Karya Karana Bhavam and the various sadhanas, he is finally concluding the work. And before conclusion of the work, he is concluding the sadhana. So before, just before concluding, or as part of concluding, Shankara gives in two shlokas, in the next two shlokas that we are going to learn, the way, or the final way for realization, or the direct way to realization, as to how or what we need to do. So that is what he says, is giving in the next two shlokas which we will discuss today, 140th shloka and 141st shloka. So 140th shloka, Shankara says the same truth that Mundaka Upanishad says as Brahmavid Brahmaiva Bhavati. Person who realizes Brahman, he becomes Brahman. So that it's the same thing that Shankara is resonating in this shloka. Bhavitam Tivra Vegena Yadvastu Nishchayatmana Pumanstad. Sorry, pumans taddi bhavet shigram nyeyam bhramarakidavad. So the reality, or the truth, the ultimate truth or absolute truth, is that everything is Brahman. There is only one entity here, sarvam brahmamayam. Whatever we are seeing is Brahman alone. So the duality, or the dual notion that we perceive, is only an illusion in the Advaitic reality. So the world, Shankara himself explained through various analogies as to how the world is only Namarupam, and Namarupam being Mithya, they are the substratum of Brahman. So that Shankara already explained through, has already explained through various analogies. So the ultimate truth is Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya Jivo Brahmaiva Naparaha. So that means we have to always remember Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya. If we remember that, then we will very soon realize our nature of Jivo Brahmaiva Naparaha. So in order to realize our nature of that absolute truth, that truth which alone exists here, we need to contemplate on Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya. So contemplation of the world to be an illusion, Jagat to be Mithya, and Brahman to be real. Brahma Satyam, Advitiya Satyam. So Shankara says here, Bhavitam. We have to have Bhavam. What Bhavam? Bhavam of Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya. Bhavam of Advitiya Brahman. Bhavam of Brahman being the substratum of the world. If we have that, Tivra Veghena. So bhavitam tivra vegena, like tivra vegam. So tivra vegam means like we need to have, like we need to, we need to have it tivra. Tivram means like very strong. Tivra vegam. Vegam means always, like, or speed, high speed, like always we need to have. And not only always, but nishchayatmana, nishchayatmana. So here Atmana, the word Atma or Atmana, by the Atman doesn't mean the Atman or the Self, but here it means intellect. So Nishchaya Atmana, so it means Nishchaya Buddhi. So Tivra Vegam means being steadfast, being always constant, and Nishchaya Atmana, strong conviction. So always following, always remembering Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya, and being being convinced of the truth. If somebody wakes you up in midst of your sleep and ask what is the truth, then we should say Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya Jivo Brahma Iva Naparaha. That is the conviction. Whatever happens, this conviction still stays. Whether the entire world perishes, whether tsunami hits us, whether troubles of the world hit us, whether we are in sorrow, whether we are enjoying bliss, whether we are in worldly pleasures, whether we are walking in cold, whether we are walking under the scorching sun, yet this truth should be there. That is Nishchayatmana. The firm conviction that Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya. In order to gain that conviction, we need to go through logic, analogy and all, which Shankara has already given in this work. Till this shloka, he has already explained it. So, at this point of time, what we need is Tivra Vegam, constantly doing it, and Nishchayatmana, always being convinced of it. There shouldn't be any doubt. There shouldn't be any scope for doubt with respect to the truth being Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya. There can be doubt as to whether what the Vivarana school says, what Bhamati school says, what is the philosophy of Jiva in Bhamati, as per Bhamati, what is the philosophy of Jiva as per Vivarana and as per like Vidyaranya school and all that, we can have doubt. Whether Prana came first, whether Hiranyagarbha came first, all that we can have doubt. Those are doubts are normal. It's like doubts with respect to Java, doubts with respect to any worldly matter. But with respect to the truth, ultimate truth, ultimately what is true? Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya Jaivo Brahma Iva Naparaha. Everything else is fine. But this truth should always be in there, in our mind. That is Nishchayatmana. So that conviction always following and having the strong conviction. Whatever happens, let sorrow come, let anything come, still this conviction will remain in my mind. I'll always contemplate. So bhavitam puman. When a person does such a bhavana, what would happen? When a person does tivra bhavana with tivra vegam and bhavana with nishchaya buddhi, nishchaya dhardyam or nishchaya buddhi, then tad hi bhavet shigram. Shigram tad hi bhavet. He verily, very soon, shigram bhavet, he very soon becomes that reality. Nyayam vastu. He very soon becomes it. He very soon becomes the object of Brahman. So the difference between worldly objects and Brahman is that worldly objects, whenever we try to be a person in the world, I want to be a beautiful person, I want to be a happy person, I want to be a person with fame, I want to be a person with a lot of money, I want to be a person powerful like Arnold Schwarzenegger or any other person, Sylvester Stallone or any other person. So all that is tough to achieve because we'll never be able to achieve that to perfection because it is not our nature. Whereas this Brahman is our very nature. Sachidananda Swarupa Brahman is our own nature. Since it is our own nature, therefore very easily we can become it. So this is resonating the view of Brahma's, the Mundaka Upanishad statement that Brahma with Brahma eva bhavati. So Krishna says about jnanam in the same way. He says, Nahi jnanena sadrisham pavitram iha vidyate. Nahi jnanena sadrisham. Jnanena sadrisham. Like jnanam. So like jnanam nahi pavitram iha vidyate. There is nothing nahi pavitram. So there is nothing more pure than knowledge here. Why? Tat swayam yoga samsiddha kalena atmani vindati. Tat swayam yoga samsiddha. So a person who is established in it, by itself it takes a person to realization kalam, through proper time. So proper time means like it depends on the effort that we put. Swayameva atmana atmanam ananta padam apyasi. That's what Yoga Vasishtha says. So if we have Tivra Vegam, constant or steadfast, we are steadfast in Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya Jivo Brahma Iva Naparaha, and have the Nishchayam. Whatever happens, this Nishchayam always is there. Okay, I don't know Advaita Makaranda. I don't know Mandukya Upanishad. I'll learn it. So I have doubts regarding those Upanishads. I don't know. I am ignorant of it. I'll learn it. All that is fine. But whether we remember this truth. So that is what matters. People who have learned Mandukya Upanishad, people who have written commentaries on Mandukya Upanishad, they may not be clear about it. Sruti shada nigamanta shodakanapi ahaha danadi nidarshanena sadyah kalusheti chatushpadadya binnantu agadita gadana patiyasi maya. Maya makes a person like who has given discourses on hundreds of scriptures in par with four legged creatures. Why? Because he is still in maya. Why is he in maya even after learning or giving discourses on scriptures? Because he hasn't been convinced of the truth of Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya. So that is Nishchayam. If we have Nishchayam, Shigram Bhavet, he very soon becomes Brahman. And what does like how can you give an analogy? I cannot understand. So Nyeyam, know this, Brahmara Kidavat, with the illustration of Brahmara Kidavat. So the worm and the wasp. So the worm, like worm slowly, like it by gradual or persistent determination, it becomes the wasp and it becomes perfectly functional. So similarly, we shouldn't give heart. Oh, I have been following Vedanta, I have been learning for 2 years, but am I really progressing? I am getting some bliss, but am I towards Brahman? We don't need to even bother about it. So that's why Shankara says here, we need to have the determination. We need to be convinced of what we think. Constantly remember Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya and be convinced about it. We should never have any doubt as to whether I am in the right direction, whether I will progress, whether I will realize and all. All those are beyond doubt. Beyond doubt, we will realize because that is the truth. And we will realize not only because it is the truth, because it is our own nature. Swaswarupam. Swaswarupam, it's one's own nature. We cannot, like, it's like telling that it is my, like, I forgot who said, somebody said that Swarajyam, or like, it's my birthright. Freedom is my birthright. There was a freedom fighter in India who made that statement. But if we analyze that statement, yeah, Tilak, Balagangadhar Tilak, yeah, right. Balagangadhar Tilak said that freedom is my birthright. Similarly, Brahman is our birthright. Realization is our birthright because we are already that. It's our own nature. Like, we don't need to get permission in order to stay in our house. We don't need to get permission or like get approvals in order to cook and eat in our house because it is our own house. Similarly, Brahman is our own nature. That means like we don't need any permission. We don't need any approval. We don't need any effort. The only effort that we need is to remove the ignorance which seemingly veils Brahman. And that ignorance is ignorance of the truth that Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya. The more and more the conviction, the more and more steadfast we are in Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya Jivo Brahmeva Naparaha, the more sooner we will realize. The more and more we go towards realization, the more and more we follow this, the more and more anandam will come. So if that is the case, so Brahmavid Brahmaiva Bhavati, a person who knows Brahman becomes Brahman. Knowing means perfectly knowing. Knowing means becoming Brahman. So how am I like Tivra Vegam? Oh, you are telling Tivra Vegam and Nishchayatmika. So how Nishchayatmana, so Nishchayatmika Buddhi, or like here it means Nishchaya Dhardyam, Nishchaya Buddhi. How can I have that? What should I do for that? Though Shankara has already explained this, he is again and again repeating because Avrittir Asakrat Upadeshat. Brahma Sutra says Avrittihi Asakrat Upadeshat. Avrittihi, repetition, Asakrat, again and again. Why? Upadeshat, because that has been the instruction in the scriptures. Tattvamasi was explained 8 or 9 times for Shvetaketu to understand it properly. So that means repetition is essential. Since we have forgotten, we have to repeat again and again until it becomes our own nature. So Shankara is, for our benefit, he is repeating again. So what do we need to do? Adrishyam bhavarupancha sarvameva chidatmakam savadhanataya nityam swatmanam bhavayet buddha. We spoke about Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya Jivo Brahmaiva Naparaha. So Jagat Mithya and Brahma Satyam. So once we know that the world is an illusion, world as Namarupam is Mithya, world as the substratum is Brahman, which means initially in order to get away from the world, initially in order to remove Namarupam, we need to follow Jagan Mithya. But once we follow Jagan Mithya, we will come to Brahma Satyam. And then what will we realize? We will realize that even Namarupam is Brahman. So that means everything has to be seen as Brahman. So that is what Shankara says in the 141st shloka. Adrishyam, that which we don't see, that is not visible, means like invisible, or that's not an object to our perception, that means the self or Brahman. Bhavarupam cha, bhavarupam, whatever can be seen. Sarvameva, all chidatmakam savadhanataya bhavayet. So chidatmakam, sarvameva chidatmakam. Chidatmakam means of the nature of consciousness. Nityam swatmanam. So chidatmakam and nityam. So chidatmakam, of the nature of consciousness. Nityam, eternal. Swatmanam, one's own self. Savadhanatya, slowly, gradually, bhavayet, a person has to contemplate, buddhaha, a wise person. So a wise person who wants to realize, his own nature of Brahman, he needs to always remember that whatever is seen, whatever is not seen, whatever is there in the world, that is myself. What is myself? It is nityam, it is eternal. Eternal means existence in nature, and chidatmakam, chit in nature, that means it illumines existences. It is self-luminous and it illumines everything else. Satchit. The moment we do satchit, savananataya, there is no hurry. Oh, I want to realize tonight itself. I'll try to do it more and more. Then what will happen? Then we will not be able to contemplate for the next 2 days because we don't sleep. So we shouldn't hurry up things. We should gradually go, gradual, like the slow and steady wins the race. The story of the hare and tortoise, it's very important here as well. We shouldn't hurry. There is no hurry here. Things should be gradual and as is required. We shouldn't try to put more effort in the intellect, then it will break. Once it breaks, then we will not even have any control over it. So we should gradually go it. And when we contemplate on everything, whatever is there, adrishyam drishyarupam cha sarvam, everything to be eternal self, the self of the nature of satchit, then slowly the anandam aspect will unveil itself. So through contemplation of brahma satyam jagan mithya jivo brahmaiva naparaha, with tivra vegam and nishchayatmana, of what truth? Of the truth that everything, whatever is there, is Brahman. So initially Jagan Mithya, till now Shankara had already proved Jagan Mithya and Brahma Satyam. So now we don't need Jagan Mithya. Why? Because we know that Jagat is Brahman alone. So everything is Brahman, sarvam brahmamayam. Always having that thought, tivra vegam, steadfast in the thought, and nishchayam. If we have that, that means we are following Satchit aspect. We are concentrating on Sat and Chit aspect of Brahman. Sat aspect of Brahman, because Brahman alone exists. Existence, all existence is Brahman. Chit aspect, because we know that everything exists. Everything is luminous. That means that luminosity is Chit. And when we do that, slowly the Anandam aspect of Brahman will reveal. It's unlike the Anandam aspect in worldly objects, because Anandam gets limited by worldly objects, then we get temporary happiness. Whereas when we concentrate on Satchit aspect of Brahman, then the Anandam aspect of Brahman, Purna Brahman, that gets unveiled. When that gets unveiled, slowly we will experience more and more bliss. As day passes by, we will feel that I am blissful. As days pass, there are more troubles, there are more sorrows in the world. there are more financial issues, there are more worldly conflicts, there are more emotional conflicts, there are more conflicts with people, with respect to office, with respect to home, with respect to other things. But still, we'll feel anandam, bliss pervading. We'll feel bliss dancing around us. We'll feel ourselves as more becoming more and more blissful. It's as if getting addicted to cocaine, getting addicted to heroin, or getting addicted to sensual pleasures. So it's like those experiences when you feel, though you have all troubles, yet you feel blissful. But the state of bliss, or intoxicated state, or intoxication due to external influences like heroin or drinking, sexual pleasures and all, they are temporary. And moreover, we will not have any awareness during that period. But here, we start with awareness, and the awareness still remains, because there is only one thing. We are always aware of one entity, Brahman alone existing, and thereby we will be aware of bliss as well. We will be able to experience bliss. We will be able to experience bliss pervading us. Therefore, people around us will feel, oh, you have changed a lot. This, like, the moment I see you as like radiant. I see energy flowing out of you. I see bliss around you. Whenever I am talking to you, I feel blissful. Such an experience. It's not that we should gain such praises from people, because a person who really gets bliss will know that people themselves are unreal. Therefore, he'll not value those bliss, so he will always be blissful. Whether people praise him or not, he'll still be happy. So that bliss will be achieved if you have Tivra Vegam and Nishchayam, and consider everything as Brahman. That means Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya Jivo Brahmevana Paraha. Jagat as Namarupam is Mithya, thereby everything Namarupam is also in essence Brahman. So everything is Brahman. I am Brahman, I will be blissful. Whatever happens, it is only mithya. So let it happen. Let it happen as it happens. I'll try to help it as much as I can. When I can't, I'll just stand aside. Whatever happens, let it happen. Oh, my parents are getting me married. Okay, let them get married. I'll try to stop it as much as I can. If I can't stop it, then let it happen. I'll still stand aside. And I'll always remember this. I'll always remember this truth. I'll not surrender this truth for anything else. I'll not compromise this truth for any other thing in the world, whether it is my parents, whether it is my own existence. I'll always have this thought, and then anandam will pervade such a person. And that anandam, when we concentrate on Satchit aspect of Brahman, everything to be Sat and Chit, that anandam that pervades, and then there will be anandam which is beyond experience, which is something which stays forever. And it is that anandam, or about that anandam, or that a person will get anandam, that Shankara speaks in the next shloka. And after that, he concludes the work with a couple of other shlokas. We'll see those three shlokas in the next day. Hari Om.